What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
Yeah, I can hear you. I got to put my headphones in a minute. Hold on. I'm under the dryer.
So you're at the hair shop. This is dedication.
Yeah, see, I told you I'm on it.
I see.
Told you I'm on it. Yes, this is dedication. Y'all can't see me, though, but y'all can hear me.
We miss your face, Lisa. Why can't we see you?
Because I have on a mask, one, and I have on this, like, shower cap underneath the dryer, so it's really no point, you know?
Okay. So you're at the hair shop. What are you doing to your hair?
You gotta see.
It's gonna be a surprise?
It's always a surprise.
I know it.
Well, always a surprise.
Wiz just texted me, and he's not gonna be able to make it on. He said he might be able to late, but I don't think he's gonna be able to make it. He has I'm not gonna put his business out there, but he has to take care of something, some family stuff.
Okay.
So it's just you and I.
Can you do late? Can you do later? Because I could do later.
I can do later. Let me see what he's talking about here. Let's see.
Because then I can show my face and we do it later. I mean, if I don't know if he's gonna be with his family all day.
Let me see here.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Well, you know, things are restricted right now. You can't do a whole lot, but it was good. I went to dinner at my brother's house.
Okay.
With, you know, him and his wife and my nephews and niece and my mom.
Okay.
And it was nice. It was good.
What'd they cook for you?
You know, they would have cooked me whatever I wanted, but I was craving pizza. Yeah, a few weeks ago have you ever had Topper's pizza?
No, I heard of it though. It's good.
I had Topper's like years ago and it was just like, eh. But I kept hearing like good things about it. And then they just came out with some vegan options, like their vegan cheese and all of that. So I was like, all right, because I really still haven't had like a great vegan pizza.
Okay.
So I went there and I got their vegan pizza a few weeks ago. And it was good. I was like, man, I'm not ordering Pizza Luce anymore. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get that again. So we ordered Toppers.
That's cool.
Per my request. Yeah, it was good. It was good. So check out that.
I gotta try it.
Yeah,
so
you should.
It's vegan. It's all vegan. Well,
no, it's not all vegan. It's really not. They just have like three vegan pizzas that they offer.
Okay.
But it's good. Okay.
I'm gonna try it. So does Pizza Lucha have, they got vegan options, right? No?
Yeah, they have a lot of vegan options, but to me, they're not that good. They're okay. You. They're okay. But they're not, Toppers is better in my opinion.
Okay, I'm gonna try Toppers.
Yeah. So I'm just texting Wiz right now.
Okay.
Let me see. But I'm excited to hear about your habits that you're trying to implement in your life.
Oh, I got a couple of them. Some of them are, you know, some of them aren't good. One of them is not good, but it's okay.
It's not good? It's a bad,
it's a bad habit that I'm breaking, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes me sound crazy too, but it's okay.
All right, I just texted him. Well, I mean, we could chop it up about that right now while we wait for him to see what he says.
Okay, that's cool.
So let's talk. So it takes 21 days, they say, to form a habit.
Yep, to form or break a habit.
To form or break a habit. Now, I've actually heard, though, that it can take a lot longer, like a few months. But, you know,
we'll go. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what do you what are you implementing right now?
So I'm doing a couple habits. So the first habit, which is a good habit, is just me waking up earlier and starting my day earlier.
Yeah, that's
a habit. And then to not pick up my phone and be on social media is a habit that I'm trying to break. Because usually I pick up my phone and I go straight to social media, and I don't want to do that no more.
That's what you do, like, first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you like this. So I have a rule. I don't get on social media before noon.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, I pretty much keep my phone on Do Not Disturb until noon. So even calls, text messages, emails, I don't check anything before noon. My morning is like sacred. I just gotta, because that's like the foundation for your day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, do you keep it on favorites though? Like, do you have like certain people that can get access to you before noon?
Yeah.
Or no?
I do. Like my mom, my daughter. My daughter's mom, because she might need to reach me regarding my daughter.
No, I feel that. Okay, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I started doing that to like 9 o'clock, but I think I'm gonna do it later. I like the noon idea.
Yeah, so that's been helpful for me. I've been doing that for, I don't know, probably a few years now, actually. And then one thing I did maybe about a year ago is I stopped getting notifications on my phone for social media. So like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, I took all the notifications, Facebook, YouTube, everything. I took all the notifications and turned them off. So nothing pops up on my phone. So the only way I can see what's going on in a certain app is if I go in the app, you know?
I feel that. I'm gonna have to do that too.
It makes it so much easier because, you know, it's tough when you say, all right, I'm just going to stay off social media for right now. And then you get an alert and you know, oh, well, let me just check it real quick and see what this is about. And then you get sucked in and, you know, you look up and it's 45 minutes later and you're still on the app.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, man. It's like I spend way too much time on social media and it's like it's not getting me any. It's not producing anything good or great, or you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I see if I was on there and I'm making money from being on there, but like, I'm just lurking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear it. I hear you. So I would recommend trying those things. Like take the notifications, turn them off, and then, you know, don't check your social media at all until afternoon. You know, that could be, especially in the morning, because you know, when you first wake up, that kind of sets the tone of your day. So if you're looking at social media, it's a lot of bullshit and nonsense on there. You don't necessarily want to be putting that in your mind right first thing in the morning.
You know, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna implement that. That's a good one. So I'm gonna keep my phone on Do Not Disturb. What time do you turn your phone on Do Not Disturb?
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. My phone is on Do Not Disturb pretty much 24/7. I know that's not good.
Really?
Yeah, like if somebody calls, they're just gonna have to leave me a voicemail or text me and I'll get back to them. I take it off here and there, but more often than not, throughout the day, it's on Do Not Disturb. But
I don't like that.
Because yeah, you know, if it's really important, they'll get a hold of me, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
But I would say, you know, if you're, you know, not that extreme, keep it on Do Not Disturb until noon, maybe take it off then. But then, like, in the evening, like, maybe when you're starting to wind down, like, you know, you want to have dinner. You don't want to be interrupted. Maybe put it on Do Not Disturb around dinner time and then just enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do, because they give you options of, like, downtime and quiet time and stuff like that on your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to schedule it.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can schedule like certain apps too that you can like say you want to be on social media collectively for 2 hours. Just say that's, and it spreads out through like Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, all your social media sites. It spreads those 2 hours out. So like if you spend an hour and a half on Instagram. You only got 30 minutes, regardless of which network you use, and then it shuts it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Now you could get back in it. Like if you say it shuts down after the 2 hours, and say you just because you have a habit of going to your social media, you go to Instagram. If a message pops up and says you're over your limit, now you can increase it for 15 minutes, a minute, or you can like forget the limit for today. Or if you want to be really into it, you can give somebody your phone and they set a password to your phone. So when your time limit is up, you don't know that password. It's just a rat. I was thinking about going that extreme, to be honest.
That is extreme. I mean, hey, if you feel it's a big problem in your life and it's eating up a lot of your time, you know, but also, Lisa, you're a public figure. So if you're on there, but, you know, are you handling business? Are you promoting your brand? Or are you just, like you said, just, you know.
I'm just lurking.
Just lurking. That's probably not good. I was actually going to do like a social media detox. Like I was going to take a hiatus from social media. I was talking to my brother and my sister-in-law about that on my birthday. But you know, it's like, I don't want, you know, you kind of have to be in the light. If you're a brand and you're a public figure. So it's tough. Like I don't, you know, cause it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to really lose momentum. But what I think I'm going to do is, this is kind of what I've been on, is I'm not really on there like scrolling through and like looking at everybody's pictures. Like if I open up my IG app and whatever picture is at the top of my feed right there, I usually like it, leave a comment, mm-hmm. and then do what I need to do, like post or go through my DMs or whatever I need to do, get back to people. But I'm not on there like going through, scrolling and looking at it, because there's a lot of traps on there.
You know what? I'm more prone to like the explore page.
Yeah, the explore page is dangerous.
Yeah, like it's not even the people I follow. Like I see y'all stuff, but mostly I go click straight to the explore page.
Yeah, and they know what you like because based off your history, your search history, and all of that, they can, you know, curate an explore page that's just for Lisa Moy. So they're gonna keep the attention.
So it's a lot of Beyonce pictures and videos. It's a lot of motivational quotes. It's a lot of Virgo horoscope.
Mine's all smoking hot Spanish girls.
Yours is what?
It's all smoking hot Spanish women.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. But I'll be like, it'll be like hair products or makeup or...
Yeah.
What else does my explore page have? Clothes.
Okay. Yeah. So just try some of those things. See what works for you. Everybody's different. I'm not gonna take a hiatus, but what I am gonna do is I'm just gonna really push the podcast more, and that's gonna be my focus. So I'm gonna do a lot more editing and break a lot more clips down. So each episode will have at least like, we'll release the full episode, but then I can give us like little clips, like maybe about 5 clips per episode that I can distribute throughout the week. So I'm just gonna be posting those things. I'm not really gonna like, cause to be honest, I was talking to my mom about this too. Everything is so like locked down right now and nothing is going on. Sometimes I sit here and I struggle with trying to come up with what should I post? Like what picture am I, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just in the house grinding it out on my laptop,
getting
things done behind the scenes. But like, I'm not going out to parties. There's no shows. I'm not out with friends really, you know? So it's just like, I'm not in the studio. So if you know, my Snapchat is literally my niece and my dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, true. I don't have anything else to really show right now, so.
But you used to always show your niece anyway, though.
I know, I did, but, you know, I don't know. It gets kind of, when social media is beginning to feel like work. Like, it's annoying. Yeah. Like, oh, man, what do I have to post today? Like, I don't like that. I just like it to be organic and natural. Like, I'm out having a good time. I post a picture of what's going on. But now there's nothing really going on, so there's nothing to post.
It's really, it is kind of difficult to be creative right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It is very difficult to, like, a lot of people, I commend the people who are taking this time and, like, really on it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I want to do that, but then sometimes I'm like really unmotivated.
Yeah, it is a struggle sometimes. You know, the thing that keeps me going is like, I know it's going to be over soon and things will open back up and we'll be back out here and we'll get back to pre-COVID. You know, BC, as I say, before coronavirus.
Man, that's crazy. BC. Oh, that's crazy.
So, dang, we just got to stay focused. But, yeah, I think it's easier for girls, though, because you could post a selfie and it's all good. Like, I'm not going to be on my IG taking selfies. I don't really think dudes should be posting selfies like that.
Yeah, no, I think it is easier for women. You're right. It's definitely easier for us to, like, just go in the bathroom, take a selfie, or
and there's
the hallway. Yeah, take a selfie.
Yeah,
it is easier for us, but I don't know. I just want to create positive habits and start my day better than how I've been starting my day. So that's embarrassing. Starting my day off and going straight to social media. That's like, I don't like that.
Nah, yeah, you don't want to do that, Lisa. I mean, do you still meditate?
No.
What's
but
up?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I have been like, well, it's not meditation. So I talk to myself in the shower. Like, I mean, full blown, how loud I'm speaking to you right now, conversations, like. And I feel like it's a form of meditation in a way.
Nah, it's good. Me. Yeah, as long as it's positive talk, I hope it is.
Oh, it's absolutely positive. It's me talking positive to myself and checking myself and, you know, making sure, you know.
Yeah.
Holding myself accountable and having tough conversations.
Yeah.
With myself, but no, I do want to meditate though. I do want to, like, again, I want to take that time in the morning and just really, like, hone in to myself and what I need to accomplish in that day without going to social media.
Yep. No, that's good. I mean, I would recommend I shouldn't say if you could do it, because you can do it, but just try to take the time. You know, I like to do 20 minutes in the morning and then 20 minutes in the evening before I go to sleep. So if you can implement that, I think that'll add a lot of value to your morning and evening experience.
Yeah, I want to do that right when I wake up, just kind of. But so how do you not go back to sleep, though?
Well, so so what I do, here's my morning routine, like when I first wake up. So I set my alarm usually goes off at 6.
Okay.
And I get up at 6. And the first thing I used to do was go right to meditation. But I've read books and I've seen, you know, articles and stuff that meditation is more powerful if you're in the right state. Like, if you're feeling, you know, if you're trying to, like, let's say you're trying to channel a certain feeling. It can be tough if you're just sitting there with your eyes closed and your breathing is right, but you still might have a little difficulty with channeling that feeling. So what I'll do is, there's some really good like prosperity meditations on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll show you like cool like pictures and images like of, you know, like the ocean and like, you know, jumping off a yacht into the ocean and, you know, just cool stuff like that. So I watch one of those, and it usually has like some like music playing and maybe like somebody repeating affirmations. So I put my headphones on and watch that for like 15 minutes. And that'll get me in like the right feeling and the right mind state, right? So after I watch that, then I meditate in silence for 20 minutes. Once those 20 minute meditation is up, then I will, then I have like a whole, like, I'm giving you all my secrets here, but I have like a, like a little stack of index cards. You can't, okay. Can you see me right now or no?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, so here's my stack.
Okay.
So there's like a different category. So like the purple ones different are colors? Just like general statements. And then I have white cards in here, which is spiritual. I have the yellow cards, which is mental. I have the red or pinkish red cards that are physical. I have the blue cards, which is emotional. And I have the green cards, which is financial. So I go
to the biggest stack. What's the biggest stack? Is the purple. What's the purple again?
The purple is just like general
affirmations.
Like, what do I have in here? So I have like my life mission statement that I read. I'm not going to give you that right now.
Okay.
I will tell you in private. I don't want to put that out there right now, but
I feel it.
So then for example, for the general ones, like, so, and I start each one with saying, I am so happy and grateful now that I, and then I say it. So I'm so happy and grateful that I greet each day with love in my heart.
Okay.
I'm so happy and grateful that I persist until I succeed. I'm, so, you know, like, so it's like just general statements. And then.
Did you write all that stuff down or?
Yeah. It's all handwritten. I wrote all of these.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then like when I get to this, and then for each one, like for each category, like, so then I go into the spirituality one and then it'll say, I'm so happy and so grateful that I am spiritually abundant. And then I go through like all my spiritual ones. Like, I'm so happy and so grateful that I have a close, strong, and lasting relationship with my creator. I'm so, you know what I mean? So I go through all of those. This takes me about another 20 minutes to go through this stack.
You go through all of them.
I do the whole thing, morning and night.
Morning and night. Okay, that's dope. Okay, I like that.
So I do that, and then I read for 30 minutes. Whatever book I'm reading, I read for 30 minutes. And then once I read, when I'm done reading, I get up and I come to my desk right here. That's by my bed. And then I'll do another, it's kind of excessive, but I'll do another exercise where I have a notebook and I write out like all my goals. So it's like front and back page of a notebook. Like I write out my goals. And the same process. Like, I'm so happy and grateful that I, and then I'll write out my goals. Okay. So I have like maybe like 30. So 15 on one side, 15 on the back side, and I'll write them all out. And while I'm doing that, I have the headphones back on and I'm watching more like motivational stuff on YouTube on my computer. All right.
Nice.
So I do that. After that, I get my journal out. So my journal is like, it's almost like a planner too. So I see like, oh, and the night before, like I write out what I want to do for the day. So when I open up my journal, I already see what I wanted to do for the day, whether it's like edit this YouTube video, email this producer back, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean? So I have it all listed there. And then the journal that I have, it's actually, it's cool because it asks you questions. Like it'll say, I actually have one of these for you, Lisa.
What?
Yeah, I haven't seen you though in so long. So, but I haven't.
You gotta send it to me since you know.
I could do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, so this is like the journal that I have.
Oh, I love it.
So then, yeah, so it's like morning mindset, and it says one thing that I can get excited about today is. So then you write something out. And then if one word could describe the kind of person you want to be today, that word is, and you write that. Someone who needs me at my A game today is, and then you write whoever needs you on your A game today. And then it's just, it's like 10 questions. And then at night, it's the same thing. Like, it asks you more questions about how your day went. And then you give yourself, like, there's, like, a daily scorecard. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, I can see it.
So there's, like, six different categories, and you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 on how you did on those in the categories.
Oh, I love that. You got one of those for me?
Yeah.
I gotta have it. Thank you, Tone.
Yeah, well, text me your address, your new address, and then I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah, it's cool. And then, like, you'll love this, because then they have, like, a weekly review. So, like, every Sunday I do this.
That's dope.
So, you know, you go through your week, and then at the end of the month, it has a monthly review. So you go through your month, and you, like, grade yourself. And it's cool. I like it. It keeps you on track, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So then after I do my journal, now I'm ready to start my day. So then I get up.
What time would you say all that takes you?
So if I get up at 6, I'm usually, like, done with everything. It takes me till about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So the first 2 hours of my day is all of that. And then, like, my foundation is set. So I get up, then I do some stretches. Then I go downstairs. I have my celery juice. I do my workout. Mm. And then I'll eat breakfast, get in the shower, get dressed, and I'm good to go.
I love it. And your phone is still on Do Not Disturb.
Absolutely. At least until noon, if not for longer.
Until noon. I'm going to try. I'm going to steal your routine.
Yeah. Do it. I would love
to. Yeah, because I've been getting up early. Okay, so, like, one of the things in the Proverb 31 woman is she gets up before everybody in her household.
Yeah.
And she, like, you know, gets stuff ready. So I've been doing that. I've been getting up at, like, 6:15 and, like, making breakfast. Not for myself, because I don't eat that early. Yeah. For some reason, I'm just not hungry that early. But I've been getting up and making, you know, breakfast with Doc or whatever.
Look at you.
Because he gets up early.
That is a virtuous woman right there.
Right? So he's out the door by, like, 6:45.
Okay.
So my struggle now is, like, staying up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So usually when I do that, I stay up a little longer, and then I kind of, like, around, like, 8:30, my eyes start to get a little heavy, and then I fall back to sleep until, like, 9:15, and then I start work at 10.
Okay. What time do you go to bed at night?
Oh, man, that's the issue. I go to bed late. I go to bed on a good night. I'm going to bed at, like, 1 o'clock.
Okay, so you're up kind of late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're up at 1, or you go to bed at 1 and you're getting up at 6, you're only getting 5 hours, and then you're kind of dozing back off for a little bit, but it's not a consistent block of sleep.
Right.
So they say, obviously, you know, we've all heard this, 8 hours. I would say for, like, over a decade, probably longer, I just got 6 hours. Like, I was just like, as long as I get 6 hours, I'm good.
Mm.
But I say in the past year, I've done more research on it, and you really should get, I mean, everybody's different, but minimum, you should get 7. You should get 7. Okay. So I try to get at least 7. So I try to go to bed. But, I mean, if I get up at 6, it's tough for me to fall asleep by 11. But I can, you know, usually doze off by noon. I'm sorry, by midnight. So if I go to bed at midnight, I get up at 6. I got 6 hours. I can function at a high level of 6 hours, but not everybody can do that. But, you know, if you're finding yourself getting tired and dozing back off, you know, you should probably just try to wind down earlier at night.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to do that, because I want to get up and stay up. And, you know, because when I do that, I'm more productive.
Yeah.
Way more productive throughout my day. Like, I get stuff done.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling. And I get stuff done early, you know?
Yeah. And you build momentum, Lisa. Like, when you start doing it and you get in a routine, like for somebody listening right now, and I just gave them that morning routine, they might be like, yo, so overwhelmed. Like, that sounds crazy. But the more you do it, it just becomes a part of who you are. Like, you just do it. So, like, it's nothing. I've been doing it for a long time, years now. And it's just a part of who I am. So, gradually, it just becomes a routine. Just like anything's a routine. I mean, everybody has a routine. Some routines are better than others. I'm sure there's people out there who have a better routine than me. But this is what works for me until I find something better. So, yeah, just build up
that. Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to start. I'm going to focus on that. So that'll be something that I'm going to write down in my book to get up early and go to bed early.
That's good. That's good.
Actually, that is something that I wrote down.
Is it?
I think that's like number 15 or something. Yeah.
Do you set the lights on your phone, like the blue light, and like it dims after a certain time, like with the sunset?
Mm-mm.
You should set that because, you know, that can help you fall asleep better, because blue lights on screens, I don't know what it is, they stimulate your mind more and they make it more difficult for you to relax and fall asleep at night. But you can have a setting on your phone where it's like, it goes with the sunset, I think. So when the sun sets, it goes to like more of a yellow light, I believe, and it's not a blue light. So it's easier for your brain to calm down or something. I don't know all the science behind it, but I've done it.
Okay.
It seems to work.
I'm going to do that. So I'm going to do not disturb my phone until like, I need to keep my phone on do not disturb longer than noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, if that's the thing, if somebody really needs to reach you, they'll text you or they'll leave you a voicemail or they'll blow your phone up. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and I got my favorites. I got my mom and my sister. My dad are my favorites, so.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that. That's good. Those are good exercises and practices, Tom.
Yeah, try it out. And I'm going to send you one of these planners, but if anybody wants to pick one of these up, it's called the High Performance Planner by Brendan Bouchard. And like I said, I started using it earlier this year. And I think you'll love it. I thought about you.
You know, I love planners.
I know you do. What color do you want? I have a few different colors.
What colors do you have?
I think I have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and black.
So orange, blue, and black are my favorite colors. So between one of those three, you pick.
Okay. I'll see what I have. I might not have all of them, but...
Orange? You know what? We're going to do orange. My hairdresser said orange.
Orange?
That's a Virgo color. She's a Virgo, too. All
right. I got you. Because I'm actually writing in the orange. But I got you.
Yeah. I have. You know what's crazy? Since we've been quarantined, I have not wrote on my planner.
Really?
I have a prayer journal, though, that I've been writing in, but I haven't wrote in my planner.
Okay. Why is that? You just haven't been motivated to do it?
I just feel like it's nothing to plan, which is not a good, you know, it's not true, one, and it's not a good way to look at things. I just gotta.
I feel it, though. I mean, some days it's tough for me to, like, to fill up a schedule, because it's just like, well, I'm just really going to sit at this computer for like 8 hours and edit YouTube videos and come, you know, like that's really all I'm doing.
So yeah,
it's all good. But yeah, just, you know, just stay focused.
Yeah.
Figure it out. This will be over soon, hopefully. And
I know, man. I can't wait.
I know, me neither. So we just got to keep going, keep grinding it out. Okay. We'll definitely, I'm excited to hear about, like, implement that, some of that stuff this week, and then next week when we have the podcast, we can talk about how you feel after your first week, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start Monday. No, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start tonight with the meditation, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do it before I go to bed.
I'll send you some of the YouTube meditations that I watch.
Okay, cool.
You got it. And it's best to do with your headphones in so you can get the full experience.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
No, how did your Bible study go? Your first Bible study that you hosted?
It was good, Tone. Yeah. It was really, really good. Yeah, it was a lot of people. It was like, so 30 people signed up, but like 20 people attended.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, but that's still good, you know.
Yeah, that's a good turnout ratio.
A lot of people were upset because it was only 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like, it needs to be longer. So I'm going to do another one, not this Monday, but next Monday. I think next Monday's date is the 2nd, I think, November 2nd. I'm going to do part 2 because we didn't get a chance to finish. Like, people like participated and they spoke and gave their viewpoints on stuff. And my cousin was on there, who's a pastor. She prayed us in, prayed us out. I got emotional.
Did you record it? Are you gonna put it out or no?
I recorded it. I'm gonna put it out on Monday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out on Monday so people can know, you know, not this Monday, but here's a recap of what we did, and then, you know, the following Monday, sign up, you know, the whole thing.
So going forward, is this something you're gonna do like every other week? Like, is this gonna be a regular thing?
Yeah, it's gonna be a regular thing. A lot of people, you know, can relate to it. A lot of people thought it was helpful. A lot of my peers as my age, they were like, man, I love God and I want to talk about God, but usually when I talk about God, I don't, you know, I feel judged, or I feel like there's people who might have more experience with the Bible than I do, and so I feel like I shouldn't speak on it. And I'm like, look, I haven't read the Bible all the way through. There's things in the Bible that I don't, you know, I can't say that I 100% understand or agree with. Some certain things are for us to agree or understand. But yeah. I've had revelation in my life, so I can speak on that. You know what I'm saying? I can speak on those situations, and I feel like that connects us all. So you could be a pastor or not a pastor. Like, don't feel like you can't participate in a Bible study because you don't go to church. I don't go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't follow those types of rules, but those is like old school rules to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. It was good. A lot of people enjoyed it.
All right. I was serious when I said I was going to come through, and then I completely spaced it out and I didn't remember.
I got to send you the link. I didn't even send you the link. That was my bad.
Send me the link and I'll come check it out.
Okay.
I would like to experience the Lisa Moy Bible study.
Yeah, it was good. So I'm gonna finish up the Proverbs 31, and then the next one I'm gonna do is basically what you do, what you just explained your routine is. Mm-hmm. Write the vision, make it plain.
Yep.
So that's the next series and I'm gonna focus on.
Okay, and if people want to sign up, how do they sign up? How do they get a hold of you?
They just email me. It's lisamoy@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But it was good. It was really, really good. I was happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy about it. I felt good about it, too.
That's good. I mean, it's important, especially right now, Lisa, when, like, man, there's so many people who are struggling with not only financially, but like mental health, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of despair, they feel hopeless, they don't know what's mm-hmm. going on, they're depressed. So that's really good for you to bring some positivity to their lives, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And that's why I did it too, because I want people to understand that, like, we all in this together.
Yeah, for sure. I did want to ask you, what do you think about your boy 50 endorsing Trump? You know, I had to bring that up.
You know, 50 is a, so you, 50's so funny. 50 is just, he's just a controversial person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't take him too seriously because he's just that way.
I think he was serious.
Was he?
Hey, man, tax rates at 60%, 62% in New York City. Yeah, I think he was serious.
Well, I think 50, he's rich, right? I think he doesn't want to be taxed more. Makes sense.
But nobody does, right?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be. I don't want to be taxed more. So
a lot of people were like, here's the thing, though. A lot of people were saying, well, yeah, that applies to him because he's rich. You know, if you make less than $400,000, you're good. I know this is what they're saying, but let me educate you real quick. Not you, but I'm just saying anybody who's thinking like that. Mm-hmm. If they're trying to tax people 62%, the people who are impacted by that, they have the resources to get up and move and live wherever they want to live. So if enough people start moving out of these states, the states are still going to have the taxes. Who do you think they're going to tax next? It's going to trickle down. Everybody's going to get taxed because nobody who has the means to move is going to stay in these states and pay 62% tax rate. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
I think, you know what, I think it doesn't matter what president we have in office. I think you're going to have to pay taxes regardless.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to pay taxes regardless, but Trump cut taxes. That's why the economy was booming. A lot of incentives for businesses, you know what I mean? So, we're going to see how it plays out.
Did you see the debate?
I did. I think it went well.
I thought it went well for both of them, actually. I like that Biden seemed more confident this go-around. And Trump calmed down a little bit. He wasn't so disrespectful.
Yeah. Trump came out in the first debate. He came out way too aggressive. He just needed to sit back and let Biden talk. Because the more Biden talks, it's going to help more. It's going to help Trump more because Biden, and here's the thing, Biden actually did better. The bar is so low for him, though, so me saying this doesn't really mean much. But he actually did better than I thought he did because he didn't have, like, a complete mental breakdown. You know, some of the stuff he was kind of stumbling over, and he said a few things here and there that really made no sense whatsoever. But overall, you know, he didn't completely blow his chances at getting elected. But he did say he wants to shut down the oil industry. And I don't know how that's going to work for his voters in Texas and Pennsylvania. But I think Trump did a good job of being calm and articulating what he needed to. And I'll give props to the moderator, too, because for the most part, she was actually neutral. And she didn't favor Biden like most of the media does. She might have favored him a little
bit. You really think people are against Trump like that, huh?
Come on, Lisa, for sure. I mean, I don't know.
I don't see it. I think people are holding him accountable.
In that first debate, Chris Wallace was definitely, I mean, he was debating Trump. He would ask Trump a question, and if he didn't like the answer, he kept pressing and pressing and pressing. He'll ask Biden a question and just let it go or bail Biden out. Like, if Biden started to, like, stutter a little bit or go left, he would just be like, oh, he'd bring him back. Like, he was assisting Biden. You could go back
and watch. I disagree. I'll watch it again, but I disagree. I don't think that's what he was doing. I don't think he was baiting. I think he was trying to get an answer out of him. I think that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get an answer out of Trump. But of course, most politicians dance around everything and don't give you an answer. And I'm not saying that just for Trump. Biden does that too.
Yeah.
You can't get a clear answer out of what they're gonna do. They like to say what the other party is not gonna do or what the other party is not gonna do for the future, but they never answer what they gonna do. Like, they never do that.
Yeah, but, like, they don't press Biden the way they press Trump. Like, Trump has denounced white supremacy on so many different occasions. There's literally...
No, he hasn't. Nope.
Yes, he has.
When he told them to stand down, but stand by is not denouncing
him. He misspoke And if he cleared it up.
Nah, ain't no, you can't misspoke. You can't misspeak about that type of stuff, though. Listen. Because if you misspeak about that type of stuff, it's very dangerous. It could cause people to get killed.
So who did he tell to stand back and stand by?
He told white
supremacists. Hold on. Lisa, you cutting out. You're like.
Stand by. Hold, I'm trying to tell them to denounce white supremacist groups.
He said.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can I can hear you.
He's. You were cutting out there. It was like really slow motion. I couldn't hear you. I said, who did he tell to stand back and stand by?
White supremacist groups.
No. Proud Boys.
Who?
Proud Boys.
No. White supremacist group, Tone.
He said, listen, you can go back and watch it. Again, not endorsing. I'm just stating facts. I have to keep the facts at the forefront here. He said, who do you want me to announce? Joe Biden said, Proud Boys. Trump said, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. That's what he said. If you go
to when someone says stand by, what does that mean to you? What does that tell you?
Well, listen, again, yes, he fumbled the ball on that one. It's not a good look for what he said. I get it. And like Tim Scott said, the senator from South Carolina, I guess the president misspoke, and we should give him a chance to correct himself. If he doesn't correct himself, then obviously he didn't misspeak. And that's the black senator. Shout out, Tim Scott.
You can't misspeak like that, though, is what I'm saying. As the president of the United States, you can't misspeak like that. Listen, because you could cause casualties. You could cause misspeaking like that has caused casualties, has caused people to die. You can't do it.
What I'm saying is this, Lisa. He said Proud Boys. So do you know who the Proud Boys are?
Racist motherfuckers.
Are they? The chairman of Proud Boys is Afro-Cuban. How is that a white supremacist group? He's black and Cuban.
The Proud Boys is racist, Tone. The Proud Boys.
How?
The Proud Boys is racist.
The chairman of Proud Boys is black and Cuban. How is that a race? I don't understand.
Tone.
I'm asking you, how does that work?
Tone, you be...
I'm just asking.
The Proud Boys are not... The Proud Boys is not... No, that's a front. That's a cover up. That's not who he talking about.
No, listen.
Not the group of people that he is talking about. He is talking about white supremacist groups. He's talking about KKK. He's talking about white supremacist groups
when you say
all over the world.
You talking about Trump?
Trump. I'm talking about Donald Trump.
I will send you multiple clips of Donald Trump saying, I condemn the KKK, I condemn white supremacy. In the platinum plan that he's coming out with, the KKK is listed as a terrorist organization. So what do you mean?
I love to see it happen. I love to see it happen. I can't wait for the day.
Well, I mean, I would too.
I can't wait for the day. I think the platinum package, I think it sounds good, right? For the black community. Sounds good. Seems like he's trying to do something for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, he already has.
But at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to follow through with it. He wants our vote. Both parties want our vote. They want the black vote.
Yeah.
Your argument is Trump at least has, it seems like a plan for the black community, and well, Biden does not. That's your argument, right?
Yes.
Okay. I see that. But just because Trump has something, quote unquote, in place for what he's going to do for African Americans does not mean he's going to follow through with it, though. But, he just might just have that to make it, you know, how you have a dangly little piece of candy in front of a kid for them to come to you. They come to you, you don't give them the candy. It's the same thing. That's what I think he's going to do. I think the reason why people go so hard on Trump in these debates is because he's been in office for 4 years and we've seen what he can and cannot do. But Biden has not been the president. I know you want to say he's been in politics 47 years. I understand that. But he has not been the president of the United States. You can't You can't fault him.
I am going to fault him because he was in there for 8 years and he wants to do all this stuff now. He could have did it before.
He wasn't the president, though.
Come on, man.
Was he the president, though?
No, he wasn't the president, but he
was okay, so you, so basically he was just like the man, he was the man standing by the president.
But listen, what I'm saying is this. Let's not forget, I mentioned this last time, lowest black unemployment ever under Trump, okay? Funding, the most funding ever for historically black colleges under Trump. He gave them 10 years of funding. With Obama, they used to have to come back every year and get funded. Every year they have to come back. Trump signed the check, funded them for 10 years. I'm just saying, like, all of these things, prison reform, all of these things that, you know, people in the media, they tend not to mention. So if the guy's really a racist, white supremacist, like they want to paint him out to be, why all those things that I just listed would he do?
I don't think so.
You don't think he's done those things?
I think it was handed to him and he just was the president in office to basically say, I did those things. I don't think he hasn't done those things.
He did. Yes, he did do those things. He did.
I disagree.
But Lisa, you can't. It's a fact.
Handed him over the administration already in place for him to succeed.
No, none of those things happened under Obama that I just mentioned to you. None of those things happened. Obama could have gave black colleges funding for 10 years. He didn't do that.
And they also did fight Obama the whole way too.
Come on, Lisa.
Did they not? Did they or did they not give that man hell?
I mean, there were some disagreements with Obama, but
they gave Obama hell. They wouldn't. They gave Obama hell.
and they haven't done the same with Trump.
No, because Trump don't even pay. Trump said it at the debate. He's not like a. He's not a regular politician. Basically, he's saying he's going to do what the fuck he want to do.
Listen, at the end of the day,
there's no rules for Trump. Trump don't abide by no rules. Trump going to do whatever he wants to do.
I mean, there's still rules that apply. He's the president. He still has to follow a certain protocol. He does.
He don't follow protocols, though. That's not what he does.
I'm saying he can't just be reckless and do anything he wants to do.
Yes, he can. And yes, he has. By him saying, stand by, that's being reckless.
Listen, again, if he wouldn't have corrected it, yeah, I wouldn't be sitting here like he didn't, but he did. They asked him about it the next day and he cleared it up. He misspoke.
That's a whole day of somebody potentially getting killed because of what he said.
Come on, Lisa.
That's too reckless.
And I'm not, too reckless. Again, I'm not endorsing his character up and down the board. Like, this is not, I'm not doing that. Because pretty much when you vote, you're voting for policies. You're not voting for the person. The Twin City Tone Podcast.